Where's your intro song? Are you too lazy to do anything today, Tom?
I got home like 15 minutes ago.
Tom, so now I'm all like, I'm spoiled at this point.
This we is need, how like, we do it. It's Thursday night.
I know. You had a 3-second look of confusion there. Because I just went to Kyle's song, The Eagle, and you're just like, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But.
You play a song, then you were like, And then you started talking. Yeah, I just didn't have time to put... It doesn't take long. I just did not have time to put together a little clip today. Cause
how many takes did Tim Allen take to do that?
He probably made that noise on accident the first time.
It's his response to liberals when they say anything. What is with... these comedians, like these, you would think... Because comedian... Being a comedian, you have to be fairly liberal, right? You would think.
Most of them, if you want to be a good comedian, I guess.
Josh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you that Roseanne got canceled? About 30 seconds after her latest obnoxious racist remark.
Well, one, that was a very racist comment. So there's no, like, you can't just say or post something on Twitter, and she probably has millions of followers, and not expect any repercussions. She maybe thought at this point she was untouchable, but ABC.
Well, didn't they know? Swiftly? Like, she's been like this for years. It wasn't new. Like, she said obscene stuff before they. I don't know exactly the timeline of when they re signed on for the show again, but it's not like this was new. She's been saying crazy stuff for a very long time.
I think that might have influenced their decision to just cut her off that quickly because they knew, look, you've been saying this shit for a long time. You're done. Yeah.
Well, in every contract with TV, film, whatever, it's for lack of a better term, it's called a morality clause.
You're representing the company you work
with.
Especially
where
Disney,
basically it's like, a coverall out immediate firing if you do something that goes against the values of whichever company, film house, TV company you're working for. But what I'm saying is if along those lines, she probably shouldn't have got the show again to begin with because she's been saying crazy stuff well before they probably re-signed again for the new episodes.
Well,
she's been saying crazy stuff while it's been filming. And
she has. She's honestly a whack job, but I also think like the sudden fame that hit her once again, you know, kind of went to her head. But she blamed it on Ambien, and then the makers of Ambien responded said Ambien doesn't make people say racist things, which is true. I mean, here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
Just fucking own it. Own what you said.
Yeah,
you're a racist bitch.
I had some friends who enjoyed Ambien, and they would take Ambien and try to stay awake as long as they could because it makes you a little loopy. Never did anything racist that I remember.
Maybe you were on Ambien too,
See,
so you just don't remember.
That's not a fun contest to me, though, because like normally, like that's one of those situations where, like, you know, if you're taking Ambien and you want... Like, a bed is, like, the best option, you know? Rarely am I fighting to stay awake.
They would, like, play video games, and one time we did Egg a House before the sleepiness kicked in. But that was made happen by me, because I had the truck, and I wasn't taking Ambien, so I could drive.
Sweet story, bro.
Well, so, I'm not going to say she's done, because right now this is going to... What's going to happen is it's going to spiral into this... conservative Democrat thing.
Well, according to CNN, because I haven't watched the news today, Tom Arnold was on for some segment and called Donald Trump a crazy racist.
Well, yeah, he is.
I mean, he is. It's just that was I saw it on the Twitter today when I checked it.
And Kim Kardashian
Twitter felt the need that I needed to know that was said.
Kim Kardashian was in the White House. I forgot exactly why she was there.
Well, Trump and Kanye West are boys. Kanye West is running in 2020, just not as a Democrat.
Kanye West is just as fucking crazy.
He's going to run. He said it before. He's definitely going to do it.
Yeah.
I would say he doesn't stand a chance, but now anything's possible.
Yeah. You really can't say that anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, even with...
Which is kind of sad, but you really can't. You don't know.
This is, yeah,
like, Donald seriously. Trump was like the obnoxious long shot, and here we are a year later and change. Isn't it crazy he's already been president for... What, a year and 4 months? He was sworn in January 16. Isn't that crazy? It's already been that long.
It's been a quick year.
I still remember the day after it happened.
Like the hangover period where you're just like, this really happened?
So depressed. It wasn't even, to me, it wasn't even like a competition. Like, when the election happens, it turns into like this big competition. But I was always like, there's no way America's going to let this guy in office. There's no way it's going to happen. And then when it happened, I was like, I remember waking up in the middle of the night and just like checked my phone because I went to bed. I'm like, things will work itself out. Things will be okay. And then I looked at my phone at 3 a.m. and I literally got like instant depression and wasn't able to sleep.
You see, to me, because, you know, I'm not like a total Democrat or anything, but to me it was almost even a bigger blow when it's like he got into office. That's crazy. Like, never thought that could happen. But then the whole cabinet members he kept picking, because there was that like little hope maybe he'll just get some people out of there, get some of these corporate interests out of there. No, of course not. We got Goldman Sachs,
right,
as, you know, the head of the Treasury, and
he surrounded himself with it.
I can definitely hear Kyle's voice go from sorry, yeah, sorry, listeners, I apologize. I was messing with stuff during the podcast.
But he surrounds himself with yes men or people who aren't going to say no to him.
But then he also fires them like 3 months later.
But he got elected.
Thanks, Trump. I can't time it to... I'm just going to let it go, listeners.
Do you want me to point to you when...
No, it's just... See, because I have the pop filter on, so sometimes I get
lost. I
Stone
Cold one better.
Or I have that. Like, I mean, it's still there.
Stone Cold was my shit.
Yeah, just...
I think Stone Cold would be a better president than Kanye.
And that's the bottom line! Because Stone Cold steps up!
I probably should have left the little outro music on. I feel bad I cut it off there.
Yeah, and I'll walk up the stairs.
That's my remorse.
Check a beer at the time.
So, Kyle, do you want to tell the listeners about the sweet present you got to help us recording, not quite go back to 1492 audio recording because that didn't exist, but how you're trying to take us back to like 1984.
Oh, like what I picked up today?
Yeah, the present. Because we talked about doing the show just based about the 80s, so that would definitely be keeping it 80s.
Well, you should know that this tape recorder has 4 headphone jacks.
Oh, that's as many as...
I think we might need an adapter to like a quarter-inch jack. But we could theoretically record the whole podcast on this tape recorder.
Like I texted you, we're going to, for your album, we'll go all old school material. We might need a bigger room than this basement. The recording materials might be too gigantic to fit in this basement.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably rent the supercomputer rooms from the 60s.
Might need it. Might not have enough processing power, though.
It's got enough as like a calculator you can get at the dollar store now. A room full of computers.
If that,
in the 60s.
It may be less.
It's crazy how they call it a computer. I guess our definition was a little different.
Yeah. But think, in another 20 years, look, our smartphones are smarter than what computers were 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's just, in another 15 years, dude, it's going to be crazy.
I still like sitting down at an actual computer, though. That's the thing, because sometimes like, the smartphone only can do so much, and you're like, I just want a big screen and to be able to type.
Watching the nudies.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the singularity?
I don't know what that means. Are you trying to bring back singular wireless?
No, it's this like philosophical idea that has been posited by science fiction writers, but it, you know, a lot of people think it could very well be true, is that once AI reaches a point where it can surpass human intelligence... We're probably pretty close to that now. Basically, we'll have a machine that can just kind of like deliver us anything. And what are the repercussions of that going to be?
What do you mean? Like...
You're talking about the movie I, Robot. You literally just stole the plot of I, Robot.
I'm talking about all the movies. I, Robot, Terminator, Minority Report, kind of. But we need like weird alien people or, you know, whatever.
And Josh will be back with us
so
in a few minutes.
That was, I don't know why that was so funny.
You laugh now. But soon...
Don't... See, all... You know what the crazy thing is, like...
laugh at you.
The... I want to see, like, a science fiction movie where, like, there it's like a comedy, you know what I mean? Because, like, they all seem, like, super uptight and they're, like, not having fun in the future, you know what I mean? Is the future going to suck that much?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't really remember any of... I don't watch a lot of movies based in the future, but...
Demolition Man, they have... They like, break their butts with shells.
Mad Max is super sad future, but based in, the, like, the 60s with a very young Mel Gibson. Blade Runner, everyone's super cramped together and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Element. And, like, every future movie's basically a post... They're not all post-apocalyptic worlds, but a lot of them seem to be.
Even...
Waterworld, we don't even have land.
Elysium, have you ever seen Elysium with Matt Damon?
I have not.
Where,
oh, like, I have seen that.
People live in, like, this...
they live in space and poor people live on Earth. I remember
like
that.
The Jetsons.
Right.
Not as pretentious as the Jetsons, though.
Yeah, but are they living in the sky because the Earth is polluted?
I don't know if I would want
to. Okay, you don't need to turn the Jetsons into a class war right now.
What about Flintstones?
Well, technically, the Jeffersons live near the sky, too.
Deluxe apartment, I hear.
I heard it was on the east side.
You're racist, Tom, okay? You're racist. You're saying black people cannot live in the sky? Huh?
West Side or die. Go back to Canada.
Roseanne, what do you think about that? You're racist?
Well, you're just throwing all sorts of things around. Whoa, we need to calm down here.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Know what this is? Know what this is right now?
Well, this is a pure and simple witch hunt. Witch hunt. Witch hunt. Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt. Witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
So, you want to know what... right around Memorial Day, I noticed, like, the bums in Rochester, like, modified their signs to every sign. Like, they wrote vet in there. It's like, when Christmas comes, please help a homeless Santa. You know what I mean? Like, they want you to, you know, to sympathize with them, you know, because they're a vet.
Does Rochester have a homeless problem? I feel like I see the same couple. Obviously, homelessness exists in any city. And I don't go downtown, so, like, I don't know if... Do we have a homeless problem here? Is that a big thing?
Well, I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about the homeless problem in
You
LA.
Were listening to another podcast besides our own.
Yeah.
How are we ever going to get our listens up?
I was using a private server so they didn't get counted.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so in LA, they have to rely on volunteers to try to figure out how many homeless people there are because the city won't... take it upon themselves to, like, all right, we got to figure out how many homeless people we have. So I wonder if Rochester and other major cities, if that's, like, a thing where, like, the city doesn't spend its resources to even get an idea of how many homeless people exist there. You have to have these volunteer organizations.
Like, I see the same two or three that hang out, like, the couple corners, like, that I go to between, like, my house and your house on those corners, but...
What about Tent City?
That's gone.
Do we have one of those?
No, there's one. If you are going off the South Ave exit from 490,
That's gone. You
can still see a bunch of tents there.
Is it still there?
It's not that big, but there's still like at least like six tents up.
They probably tore it down and then some people came back.
Because it's on Time Warner's property.
Right, but Time Warner, I'm surprised they're still there.
They're still like in this little corner you can see over the overpass.
I understand there's like... reasons why they're homeless, but some what I do when I like drive by them, I look at their shoes and I look at their clothes, but I also like some of these people look completely capable of working. And I remember there's one guy who plays the guitar,
or the mandolin,
So he was like right next to it, my window was open, and he was playing. And I gave him the nod of like, hey, I like your music. And he like, you know, light turned green, and he's like, hey man, fuck you, you cheap motherfucker, like flick me off. And I was like, dude, I am not going to give you money now. I wasn't going to give you money before, but, like, you don't treat people... like, I go to work every day. I get up early. I may be working for the man, but...
Really? You go to work on Saturday and Sunday?
No, that's...
So you don't go to work every day?
I do work, Tom. I do work.
Yeah, stealing tickets from kids who want to go see their favorite artist.
Put food on the table for my... my cat?
My cat.
No, I think the problem with a guy like that is you know, we don't know his complete story or anything, but he looks like he's like a gutter punk, like, right. And when you see like a gutter punk, you're like, you know, you probably are homeless because you chose to be, and he's kind of taking attention away from people who have mental illnesses, people who are going through realer shit than he is.
I truly think that people who have like mental illness and stuff, because like I'm like, all right, so I would say social anxiety. I have social anxiety. It's a form of mental illness, and I would say it's fairly common. But like, if I were homeless, I would almost feel like this like thing inside me that would make me not want to beg for money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough though. Like you go, if you have mental illness, they're all so different. And sometimes you go and get help and you just get this giant hospital bill.
Dude, I also understand. So, yes, there was a point where I had $3 in my bank account. I was still living under my mom's roof. But, like, so I had kind of, you know, a little lifeline, if you will. But you just, like, because, like, what happens is you have to keep, like, going out there and trying to make yourself better. It's not going to, like... You can't, like, yes, people are there to help out, but you can't consistently rely on others to support you. There's got to be a point when, like, you take your life in your hands and you're like, today's going to be different.
That was very emotional. Very uplifting.
If you're schizophrenic, though.
Keeping it 1492 emotional uplifting movement.
Want to do it.
Well, I guess that could be it. And I'm still, I still have a lot of, you know, socialistic tendencies, but I'm like... There's got to be a, it's like the same thing, and I won't go into
it. I don't know, I'm for the universal basic income.
Which, yes, I think that'd be great. But it's also so...
Because then if people fall through the cracks and you're still homeless when you're giving a living wage, whether you work or not, then it's like, okay, what can we do?
But like our parents and our grandparents, let's say if they were making the same amount of money, we were... It's a Natty Ice. Is that a Natty Ice?
No, that's a Tecate. He had a dose.
Tecate Light.
He had a dose, a key, and a Tecate today.
Dude, I just...
Are these your leftover Cinco de Mayo beers? Just seems like...
You know, on Memorial Day, I bought Mexican beer.
Yeah, you're just having an obscure collection of Latin beers.
I go to La Casa, that's my shit.
Oh, yeah. Mexican beer is... It's like just a notch above like typical American beer, I feel like.
I would say so. Very refreshing.
Yeah, because, you know, America, we got our light lagers. Mm-hmm. Mexico.
Well, they use stuff like jalapenos and stuff in their beers. We don't. Because it's a nice summery spice.
What?
There's jalapenos
it's
in
kind
that.
Of like a,
that's Moe's in a bottle.
I would say a Mexican beer is kind of like a seltzery pilsner. I would say it's a good way to describe it. And it's perfect for, like, my favorite one is I get Dos Equis Amber with the lime. It's delicious. That's my go-to.
Better than a Bud Light pint?
Or a Blue Light.
Oh, Blue Light.
I'm not that cheap, you motherfucker. Speaking of delicious beers, I stopped by the brew house this past weekend. They told me they ran out all over the city of Ruby Red Kolsch.
Oh, your pride and joy.
They're stocking up on the 7th of June.
Did they tell you when it's going to stop being in stores? You get that insider info?
End of July.
You're gonna stock up, man.
I feel like people stacked up for Memorial Day all their
I'm gonna buy a shit ton. Because it's like I don't really like anything else by Jenny. Like I'll drink their light beer. I'm not a big fan of the red, or like the Bach is okay every now and then, but
do you ever get their special brews at the brew house? Do you ever go there and get their special like the special stuff that's only there?
I'll get that stuff when I'm out. Like not even the stuff that's only at the brew house, but they like released all those new cream ales. But, like, the...
Yeah, I have that orange cream one at Lilac Fest. I wasn't a fan. I don't like cream ale in general, but, like, I was in the craft beer tent, and it was already expensive, and the other kinds were even more money.
How the fuck did you get the craft beer tent?
I followed someone, then we were in the craft beer tent. That's just what happened.
Tom, because that's completely, like, you were, like, making fun of me for spending $10 on beer, and you were spending, like, 11 or 12.
Well, the Jenny, the cream orange cream one was, like, 8, and, like, I'm like, Christ, I guess. I'm like, I'm here... I'm not going to go walk to another tent. But all the other beers were like $12 for like 8 ounces. I'm like, this... I don't know. Beer prices at Lila Fest make me sad.
Beer... That's any festival.
Well, I don't go to festivals. So I guess that's why I don't
know. Well, you did. You went to Lilac Festival.
I did, and I was upset. No, we went on Friday. Josh had to kick a baby just to get through the beer time.
Go to the Greek Festival this weekend.
What do you mean kick a baby?
It was so crowded. I had to kick a baby that was crawling around.
Too bad. I got my buzz on, my $30 buzz on.
That's fun. No, I like it. Three beers, $30.
Right. You know what, though? What I'm going to do now...
I mean, technically, it's they're, what, 20 ounces? So it is five beers. I guess that's $6 a 12-ounce if you look at it that way. It's not the craziest pricing.
So Jazz Fest, they still have beer tents?
It's pronounced Yaz.
Yes, Yaz Feast.
There we go. Good
you can job. Walk up and bring your own beer in, and nobody will say a thing to you, which is the greatest.
Was that in June or July?
It's in June, but I remember the coolest thing was I brought my own beer, and then like I ran out, and there was this guy had his like, you know, these like young entrepreneurs had like a 30 of Jenny, and they're like, $1 of beer.
Like, young entrepreneurs.
I was like, you got my business. You got me.
Then he gave him a 10 and haggled him. He's like, I'll give you 10 for the whole thing.
That's how the, so...
Well, you figure what? With tax and deposits, 19. So if you sell them all, you make $11.
Well, that's so... Actually, oh, my God. I had another fucking epiphany. But the entrepreneur in me. But so you go to the Grateful Dead show, like, and outside in the lots, they, like, people will sell beer. And, like, my go-to is obviously PBR, but they're, like, 2 for $5. And you're like, or... You're like, hell yeah, man. You know, here's a $5. Because you go in there and you're paying $14 for a 20-ounce drink.
What a ripoff.
It's New York City prices, man. You should see the bars there. We're fortunate. We are very fortunate.
Well, they make more in New York City.
Well, yeah, cost of living is higher.
But if you're a tourist,
I guess that's not too crazy. So I went down to New York City with Dan. When I visited him in March in New Jersey, we went there for an afternoon a day drinking. I guess, I feel like he must have paid for that. Cause like, I had money, but I feel like we didn't, I don't remember spending like a crazy amount, but we were only there for like, we were only there from like 12 to, I mean, we were there for a while.
You got your drink on in New York City though?
Yeah. Is he took me a few places. Like, I mean, I feel like I was paying like $8 a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it's twice as much as here, but maybe cause we were only out during the daytime and didn't get, it's not like, I mean, I got intoxicated, but I guess cause it was like a daytime thing.
I still need to.
I still feel like I bought
and
40. Yeah, I probably spent a lot.
I finally went with my family, and me and my brother got way too drunk the first night we were there. But we were in Jersey City, so not.
Oh, where Joe Budden's from?
Huh?
Where Joe Budden's from? The greatest rapper ever.
I actually was disappointed with him because I was gonna see him at Water Street.
It's impossible to be disappointed with Joe Budden.
I was going to see him on Water Street, and we were there for like 5 hours, and he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Who's Joe Budden?
He's from Slaughterhouse. And
he's a rapper. He made the song Pump It Up back when we were in high school. Pump, pump, pump it up. Then he did the mixtape circuit, and now he has a pretty popular podcast / YouTube show. Now he's the voice of hip-hop, which is really funny, because for 10 years he was ostracized from hip-hop, so it's quite interesting to watch nowadays. Everyone hates the mumble rapper so much, Joe Budden's become the voice of hip-hop. That's a really watered-down description of what happened, but there it is. I know you really care about all of that.
Bush.
Oh, sorry.
Bush.
Thank you.
Well, you drink so darn fast.
I do. And I, you know what? I wasn't going to...
We've been recording for 24 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yeah. And I, yeah.
Just put it in perspective.
Every time I go to the bar, people are like, what? Like, I just drink... I could probably, like... Yeah, I could probably drink a lot of beer. Just a lot of beer. I'm not going to use...
Yeah, what a good amount, though. Just a lot. Yeah, I could probably
drink
a lot.
I'm not going to put that in the numbers. But it's just like... So I blame it on the college mentality, and like I've never been able to... because like you would go into a college party back in the day, and then the keg would be kicked by 11:30, so the party starts at 8.
You got to drink as much as possible, as soon as possible. Right.
Yeah. And it was always like Miller. Oh, Miller High Life.
I had an interview today, and I drank a beer while I was shaving.
Good job. How'd the interview go? Good?
It went okay. Not mediocre. As good as I wanted to. I think I did some things better. Some things I was just flubbing over.
Was it an in-person or another phone screening?
In-person screening.
Full-time job?
Yep.
See, we don't need details, because You probably didn't listen, but
yeah, I'm not going to say it. I did listen to the beginning.
I tried to drop out where I could, and I forget if I Eagle Squad over that. You're the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you did. It was kind of out of nowhere. It was just like, ah. But
okay, whatever. I tried to do the best I could for you.
No, it was good.
Is it a local district?
Is it in the greater Western New York region?
East of Webster.
Okay.
Not that far east, though.
So a better commute than Central New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, you'll get a job when you're like least expecting it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
The day before school starts.
This guy I'm working with now, who's been in the game for like over 20 years, and he's like, this is really early. This is really early for people to be interviewing. Like, a lot of places wait till like July.
Really? That short a time between like hiring and starting?
Yeah, because it's weird politics. Like, teachers who are retiring wait till like this coming week.
Because graduation's in the end of June, or so
yeah,
like they wait till this coming
week and then be like, yeah, I think I'm gonna retire.
See, and these type of conversations only make us a bigger draw in the academia we've now entered. Because, we're in a certain school system. Talks like this helps get into all the school systems.
We can't do that, though.
Why not?
There's a teacher in Florida who got in trouble because she was... There's this teacher in Florida who was running a white supremacist podcast.
Oh, geez.
And then she got found out.
Casual. Truce. Coming out. Oh, are we going to change the format then? Are you going to have to be less yourself? Going forward?
No one's going to find me out.
I feel like that's what they all say.
Kyle would be the least white supremacist of us all.
You just said his name, though. They're going to know
him. Yeah,
now.
No, it would be... I would be more blacklisted as like a...
Crazy
a
fascist.
Or not a national
Tom,
socialist.
You would be the... Yeah, you would be definitely the biggest... Biggest racist in
the group. Oh, thanks. That's wonderful.
I'm just messing with you.
As part of my job is making my workplace as diverse as possible. That's great.
You know,
I'm so glad you think that.
Off topic, but like, you ever get like random people liking your Instagram and you're like...
Yeah, they want follow backsies.
Right, but like, I'm not going to follow you for going on my page and just liking pictures.
Why?
I should send him a dick pic. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Well, we made it a half
Problem
hour
solved.
Before we talked about DPs.
DPs. So DP, double penetration. Dick pics.
Yeah. Oh, so, how's everyone's Memorial Day? Did anyone do anything besides myself? Did anyone end up going away?
No.
Having a crazy long weekend? What
did I do? I went to Hanlon Beach to try to relax.
Was
realized
it busy?
All these freaking tourists were there.
Tourists.
All these shoobies on my beach.
Those
Never
are just
heard
Hamlin locals.
So upset about their little beach.
I got into area 5 and I was like, I just started screaming at people.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I was shaking my longboard at them like, get out of my road, my pathway.
The thing that kills
you're
me.
You're ruining the wildlife. There's some goslings here that don't want to be disturbed.
People still use those rusty grills there too. Like that's so
gross. I have too much of my mom and me.
Oh, the grills were put there probably like the '50s.
I've only used them a few times, but I need to like put tin foil over them.
Yeah,
those of,
like a whole bunch of disinfectant.
No, there's like rust flakes, man, coming off those.
I think those are from the original German POWs that built the park. Those grills have been there since then.
Do you think there's people that actually like put meat just on them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see it all the time.
I put my dick on it all the time.
That's the smallest sausage
meat.
Ever made.
Oh hey.
I should have.
It's too hard to like talk and do. It's if I try to do this with my left hand, it's just gonna be a whole bunch of noises at once.
I have a metal detector at home. I should have brought that and just like.
Oh man.
Fuck with people like get out of the way. there's some quarters under there.
Could be an ancient medallion from the bootlegger days.
Mm. From the Iroquois.
So was it like super packed though?
It was pretty packed, yeah. I wasn't there for that long, but I think I went there like two different days. Because I think it's the first weekend they open up camping there.
Oh, did you camp?
No, I didn't camp. I just...
He lives like 3 minutes away.
We should do
like
a camping...
Seven.
We should do a camping broadcast.
We should.
Yeah.
We all camp out of town. I don't think you would survive.
We can do
I
it
don't
it
do camping.
My,
I'm really bad with outdoors
stuff. You do glamping.
If we bring enough C batteries, we can use my tape recorder.
I mean, we might have to. If we don't have any sort of electricity, I don't know how we're going to make this run, though.
See, would you camp with us, Tom?
By the way you're looking at me, I should say no. I feel like I should run away right now.
Would you do it?
No.
Okay.
What if we rent a camper just for you?
That makes me think you're going to like drive it off a cliff at the end of the night. Why is it just got to be me?
Drive it off a devil's nose.
Sure.
Is that isn't Devil's Nose, which section is that?
Area 5.
Because that's where like it's like, do not enter, right? And then you...
people. It's funny because last year, and, like, they opened it up a little bit last year, and they closed it again.
Ooh, is there stuff there? Why is it closed?
Because kids have died.
You have to be...
Because strange. Parents bring their... have brought their little kids there, and then they like fall off a cliff and die.
So
and
it's
then,
negligence.
And
it's
like,
it's
and
not
there's really super there's bad dense. Erosion too. So it's like it's the highest point like on the eastern side of the lake or something, or with that southern side of the lake.
How high is it? 20 feet?
It doesn't seem that high, but I think it's like just gradually it builds up like in our area, and then
aren't there bats that fly out of there? They make the holes in there?
I don't know if they're bats or they're probably some bats, but then there's these like little birds. Because one time me and my brother, we just... because most of the time when you get to that Devil's Nose, you like just walk through like the woods trails. And one day we're just like, let's just walk the beach. And we ended up like just scaling like the side where all those bird holes were.
Oh no, did you get attacked? Do they fly out vampires?
Not really. I think some of them flew out, but not that close to us, so it was still fine, but...
I'm glad you survived.
That was just a weird summer. I was just getting...
trying lots of new things.
Me and my brother would just get trashed and go to parks.
Finding out a lot about...
sounds like a great summer.
Finding out a lot about yourself.
Great, but it was dangerous.
If it were me, I would have put my dick in one of those holes. Just saying.
And that's when the ravenous... rabified vampire batch goes,
and then he gets mutant powers.
What would you do with mutant
bat
powers?
Dick, ba-na-na-na, he's got a bat dick.
You have to have Ozzy Osbourne try to get it off for you.
Hammond Beach. So Hammond Beach is fun. I always had very fond memories of Hammond Beach. Charlotte Beach is nice too. Different clientele there, but. So fun.
Different clientele everywhere. Different people doing different things. Different Definitely. Body types.
But, like, you have... what's cool, I guess what Hamlin Beach is lacking is, like, that Charlotte Beach has, is you have your establishments you can go and, like, get a bite to eat and stuff.
We have Nuts Corners, which is only open on Fridays.
What's it called? Nuts Corners?
Nuts Corners.
What a specific time. Only Friday. No other day, just Friday.
They've been through a lot. So they have, like, Fish Fry Fridays. It's way too expensive. It's, like, $15 or something.
For a piece of fish and some fries?
I mean, fish fries are always a little pricey. If you can get them for around $10, it's pretty good.
They're so gross.
Yeah, they are.
I like them a lot.
You're weird.
You like fish fries?
Yeah.
That's a Hamlin thing right there.
No, it's a Rochester thing. I remember I was watching, you guys familiar with Triple G? Guy's Grocery Games?
No.
Guy Fieri?
Oh, is it a takeoff on Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah.
Is it a takeoff of Triple D?
It's
is it like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah, that's Triple D. This is Triple G.
Okay, he skipped E and he created a new show. It's still Triple.
Yep. They had a Rochester chef on there, and they had to like cook something up with fish. And one of the guys was like, oh, yeah, Western New York, you guys don't have any fish over there. And the dude's like, actually, people where I'm from get fish fries every Friday. Which is true. Like, that is, like, a thing for mostly old people.
And you. Mostly old people and yourself.
I don't get them every Friday, but some old people, it's like every Friday.
I thought it was a national thing.
I think it
because it rhymes too, alliteration.
I
Friday
think it is
fish
too,
fry.
But like I think certain areas do it more, like especially like more like Catholic predominant. So like if you go down south, there's less Catholics. They probably don't really do it much.
I used to work at Bill Gray's for 5.5 years, by the way. And
one of your many illustrious jobs in college.
Yes, but I remember because Fish Fry Friday, but like you would take like the fish would come in these buckets just filled with ice, and then you would like take it, and then you would flip it in the in like the beer batter, and then we would fry it. It was so much, man. But I never like. I think I maybe have had like a few bites out of a fish fry in my life.
I don't like the taste nor consistency of fish.
I used to have to make it at my first restaurant job, and it's like you have the one side
work?
Of the flyer.
You got give me some backstory.
The Redman's Club.
Where's
short-lived,
the Redman's Club?
Short-lived, now it's the 19 Grill. Used to be the Evergreen.
That's still open, the 19 Grill?
Yeah, they got rid of all the cocaine, though, I hear.
Oh. Coincidence. Kyle left, drugs go away.
Yeah.
Similarity. That just ruined every professional
job. But when
job
it was
for
the
you.
It was briefly the Redman's Club in between the Evergreen and the 19 Grill when I worked there. And you got to keep.
So
the,
they stopped serving a side of cocaine? Like instead of fries, you get cocaine? That's
oh my
no
God.
Longer
One
existence.
One time I was there with my brother at like, I don't know if it was the height of the cocaine days or when it was starting to die down. But, let's just say it was definitely still going around.
I like you're talking about this place, like, the time frame goes, like, before cocaine, after cocaine. Like, there's, like, it's, like,
I was like
eight, it's, like, BC, AD during life just with cocaine.
I was so drunk and stupid that night, I put on Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash on the jukebox.
He thought you were funny, didn't you?
I thought I was hilarious, and then everyone at the bar is just looking uncomfortable, like, not talking.
Well, that's
a
little
shot of cocaine, and I shot my baby down.
That's more subtle than Eric Clapton's, you know, cocaine.
Brown, 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 cocaine. Yeah.
Fish Fry Fridays are.
So I was gonna say, when you're doing the fryer, did you do this at Bill Gray's? You couldn't put anything but fish in the one side of the mm-hmm. fryer mm-hmm. or else you'll make everything else taste too fishy.
Oh yeah, definitely. I till this day cannot stand Bill Gray's food because I ate so much of it.
I honestly don't really like their fish fries that much. Sometimes
their food's really like the only the
best I don't like
it,
I don't like their fries. They're too big.
Their garbage plate sucks. They're
overpriced.
No, their fries
too,
are,
except for on Tuesdays.
Fries are good.
When it's what half off?
Yeah,
yeah. They shouldn't charge full price. They don't even actually. They
really they're like cheeseburgers are pretty expensive too. Unless you have a
does
coupon.
Bill Gray's have coupons? Like is Bill Gray's and Tom Walls are they like the same thing? Like don't go
Bill
unless
Gray's,
you have a coupon.
Bill Gray's is getting rid of their buy one get one coupons now.
Really, the coupon
they
had for
deal like look, there's a billboard right when you drive up to the city. The billboard says a cheeseburger, fries and a soft drink for $9.99. Like, it's a deal. Like, that's not a fucking deal.
I mean, it seems like that's kind of like going price on, like, if you go to, out to fast food, it's $10. If you get, like, a value meal, it's $10 now.
I can go yeah. to Jimmy Z's and get a garbage plate for less than $10 still. I think it's, like, $8.99, which is a good deal.
Yeah. It used to be, like, $5 when we were in college. It was, like, $5.50 oh my God, or something. Yeah. Again, we're dating ourselves with 2005 through 2010, but
under
it used to be.
Is a deal now, man.
Yeah, inflation in just these like past 5 years, it's catching up.
It's also kind of sad when you put it into perspective. Say it's $10, and you're like, wow. For certain people, that's an hour of work. Because that's minimum wage, is $10.40. Like that, an hour of work is a garbage plate. Isn't that crazy when you think about it like mm-hmm. that?
Mm-hmm. I hate to think of things like that when I'm like about to buy something, and then it's like I had to work this many hours to pay for this.
Well, you spend most of your day working, so at that point, it's just blend it out. Blend it out. Don't yeah. even think about it.
Well, that's why I buy stuff like this to keep us occupied. Mm-hmm. See, because then, like, if you look at, like, this stuff, like, see, we can do this because of our working.
Six-pack of these beautiful tall boys, $5.99. I'm fine
see,
with
that's,
that.
See, that's not bad, though.
Right. You can get
like
a six.
I could develop a
like
drinking
I
problem for
$20. Like a, you know, like a half an hour.
Isn't yeah. it crazy? You can get a six-pack of beer for less than, like, a two-pack of chicken at Wegmans. You like the marinade chicken?
Here's the thing.
That's more than a six-pack of beverages.
Because you're buying the wrong chicken. You can buy the
I didn't realize chicken. There was a right and wrong chicken. Yeah, oh, forgive right. So me.
Are you talking about pre-marinated chicken?
Let me give you a tip. Let me give you a fucking tip,
What kind of rich cloud are you living in?
Yeah. So the pre-marinated chicken.
Looking down at you peasants.
If you buy, let's say, because like they sell 8-packs. If you buy the pre-marinated ones, they literally double the price. So they have ones that are unmarinated that, let's say, go for 11 or 12 bucks. But then they have others that are in a styrofoam container that are like 7 or 8 bucks. But you have to manually like pick each one out and bag it up. But then you can put your own marinade in it for literally a fraction of the cost.
All you got to do is pay a buck for that Italian dressing.
I wish I had a sound effect for the smallest violin ever. After that,
you get your Italian dressing. You get your
Italian.
Sorry, Italian.
Italian. Wop. No, I was agreeing. You said
your
it right.
Wop dressing.
That's offensive.
I actually recently watched The Godfather for the first time.
1, 2, or 3?
1, and then I started to watch 2.
They're very long. They're all like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah. 2 is my favorite.
And then, and HBO did this thing back when HBO Go, where they cut 1 and 2 together to make it chronological. So it's just like a 6-hour film of those two together in cryolonic. Okay, you know what I'm saying. I had a brain fart there.
They show
like all the flashbacks to Italy. That's the beginning of the film. They do it in order from like Italy to
so
the
Vito
ending.
Corleone is first, like his backstory, and then
it's literally all the shots of the first two movies just blend together in a timeline. It was called like Godfather Max or something like that. Yeah.
It was a 6-hour movie?
Yeah, it was something HBO did. I don't know if you can find it. That's actually the first time I watched it. I just sat down and watched that.
I had to take
some breaks because it was a lot, but it was like Godfather 1 and 2 cut together.
I don't really consider myself like a huge movie person, but I do kind of want to see some more Marlon Brando in action.
Mm.
I think it's cool how he's like that 1950s actor, like biggest guy, and then he goes on to have those roles like Don Corleone and then Apocalypse Now.
I like Apocalypse
the
Now.
The horror.
When you realize that the lead character of Apocalypse Now spawned Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, it's truly impressive.
Yeah, because then what's the movie with Charlie Sheen?
Oh,
the Vietnam movie.
Is it Platoon? No.
Yeah, Platoon. Yeah.
He just follows dad's footsteps. He's like,
because
I want to go to the jungle.
His dad has like a little cameo in it. He like goes by in a helicopter and gives him like a hey.
He had nothing better to do. He's like, I want to get in a plane.
Well, because Martin Sheen was in Apocalypse Now, and supposedly that scene he was like fucked up on like mushrooms and coke and a bunch of shit.
We're talking about the opening scene where he's like destroying the hotel room.
Yeah,
because that would make so much sense because he doesn't look like he's acting.
The end.
Yeah, it looks like he's. Dude, that's just a real
it's
thing.
It's funny how, and I looked it up, but like I was thinking about it like a year or so after.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Josh just stood up and drank about a half a sip.
Have you guys ever heard of the book?
Sweat.
They probably made a movie out of it too. The Heart of Darkness.
Yeah, they talked about all the issues filming the film.
The Heart of Darkness is that.
It was a documentary.
It's an old book. I forgot who wrote it, but I had to read it for a class because I took 3 classes on African history, and it was this book about this guy like going into Africa, like a British, not really like an explorer, more of like a business guy who's like trying to set up Africa for business, and
chopping arms off.
I think that's where he. Where the Dr. Livingston, I presume, comes from.
Is this like the Ghost in the Darkness? With the lion?
No, that's the lion one. No, this is the Heart of Darkness. And he, but it's funny because there's that parallel where it's like this guy's going to this like land that's just like in the state of craziness, state of jungle and all this stuff's going on. So similar to Apocalypse Now, where it's like I'm going into this like foreign land where these other countries are trying to like stake their place and everything. And then they find the guy that they're looking for, and they quote unquote have gone native.
Oh, that is very similar.
So that happens in Heart of Darkness, where he's like shacking up with like an African woman and trying to like live like he's like a African villager.
And how old is this book?
This book is from like, gosh, probably like the 1930s.
Wow, that's literally Apocalypse Now.
Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and I guess Apocalypse Now got a lot of influence from it.
Well, so Marlon Brando signed up for the role, and when he showed up, he was like 100 pounds overweight.
That's why he's always filmed in the shadows. He's not
filmed full frontal. And they only show his head.
So, it is like a very odd character that like shows up all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, it's because he was so heavy, and that's why he's shown like there's always shadows, and you only see from like here up. It was to disguise the fact that he was a giant fatty.
Did that
fatty.
Come out after Godfather then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, because he was like a notable recluse. Like he didn't... Like his film roles were few and far between, so...
Right.
Think like Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, he chose his roles and they were very, very spread out.
No, but I just think fucking Brando... Like, Daniel Day-Lewis is an actual actor. Like, not saying Marlon Brando...
Wow, we're throwing shots. Man, no, never acted in his life.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a hardcore method actor, though. Like, stays in his role.
Right.
While he's doing it.
He still goes around talking like Lincoln to this day.
And
I made that up.
He makes shoes. Daniel Day-Lewis makes shoes in his time off.
He's a shoemaker? He's a cobbler?
He's a cobbler.
Did Adam Sandler steal that for his film Cobbler that no one watched?
I would wear
it. I didn't know that was an Adam Sandler.
Go on Netflix, search Cobbler. It's about Adam Sandler's a shoemaker.
I've seen it.
Ooh, I'm just making these shoes. Ooh.
Oh, penguin. I make you a pair of shoes. Oh, little shoe for a little baby. I hope you like my shoes.
That's my Adam Sandler impression.
I know. It was okay.
You know, but Adam Sandler in
another method actor I hear.
No. his recent Netflix movie with Chris Rock was not bad at all. I thought it was pretty
really
good.
On vacation, me and Dan watched the first 7 minutes and turned it off. It was also 1 a.m.
That's your fault.
I don't think I missed much.
Sounds like you had a boring vacation time.
It was a lot more docile than normal. Like, there wasn't anyone stripping. I wasn't putting dollars down their regions or anything.
It wasn't a dick-out thing?
No, it was pretty much, you know,
it wasn't
members
like
in.
You and your boys going to the strip club?
No, it was pretty, like I said, it's very tame. I mean, I'm hitting my 31st year, dude. Things are changing.
Do you need to go to the barrel to get it all out?
No, I don't know. Maybe. You want to go? Want to go after this?
Let's just take the equipment with us and walk down the road.
So, listeners, thank you so much for listening. Keep it in 1492. Me, Kyle, and Josh have to go to the barrel. Appreciate you. You can now find us on Stitcher. So, for you non-Apple users, we're trying to get out to as many places as possible.
We're also going to get stitches after we go to the barrel.
Josh, this podcast is brought to you by The Barrel. Coming
Josh
out now is
very
Janae.
Yeah. And noise when you Janae. Go to the barrel and get rejected, don't let it hurt your ego. Just go with the flow.
So on that tidbit, for real this time, thank you so much for listening to Keeping It 1492. We're now 1 year and 1 week in. You can find us on our website, on iTunes. Like I said, we're now on Stitcher. We're on Overcast. So all you Android users, you can find us multiple places now. And thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah.